B-Pod Studios.
The Mike Missinelli Show.
All right, so that's South Korea. There's some big news coming out of our next guest that involves Sao Paulo and his burgeoning career. But Sao Paulo Antonio joins us every Tuesday. He's brought to us today by Concordville Nissan. All right, go ahead, Ty.
Yes, he is brought to us by Concordville Nissan.
Yes, I'm sorry. So let's bring him in. Sao Paulo, how we doing, buddy?
Michael, how can I top that? That was pretty entertaining stuff right there. Don't ever cut that guy off.
No, he's the best. Now, Sal, first of all, let's get into some. Congratulations. You have you're continuing your career with ESPN. Tell the people a little bit about this, because now you're moving into another area where you're doing some game analysis. I love it.
Yeah, Mike, I got to go into the booth for the Jets-Giants game, and I got to tell you, I loved it. You know,
that's awesome. Great.
Yeah, I mean, you know, not for nothing, but, you know, all that commentary in the press box or on your sofa.
Mm-hmm.
Now they got a microphone in front of you, and you get to say what you want to say about the game. You know, this guy didn't do that. This guy should have done this. That was a bad call by the referee. The coach should have made this call. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
I mean, and get paid for it.
So are we going to hear? We're going to hear more of Sal Powell as an analyst.
I hope so. You know, the bottom line is TV comes first.
Mm-hmm.
TV put the three kids through college, Michael. So that's going to be hard to give that up. I do like the radio; it's a lot of fun. But I'm married to the TV. You know, ESPN will kind of weave a. I just like the fact that I made the suggestion and they jumped at it, and I got to sign my 10th contract with ESPN, which is insane.
Beautiful.
To last this long.
Congratulations.
So I'm happy, I'm blessed. I feel privileged to work there.
That is awesome. All right, let's talk about the situation that faces the Philadelphia Eagles with this game. Now, you saw a couple teams last night, and Seattle looks like a very potent team, so in a couple weeks we'll get that. How do you see this game playing out for the Eagles?
Well, first of all, the Eagles won this weekend, right? New Orleans lost.
Mm-hmm.
San Francisco lost. The Cowboys lost. So the NFC tightened up considerably. And the Eagles have already beaten the Packers in Lambeau. So, you know, I think the Eagles had a very big weekend, even though they had to bye. So that was a good thing. They got rest. They got some guys in their secondary, another week off to heal. I tell you, I've gone back and looked at the last two games. And I'll tell you what, Jalen Mills and Ronald Darby have made all the difference defensively. And in my view, Fletcher Cox right now is the MVP of the team. All those rotating parts next to him, he's getting stronger. He seems to be getting faster. He's running down running backs all the way to the sideline. I think Fletcher Cox right now is the MVP of the ball club.
Yeah, he's definitely picked it up. You can tell he's healthier. And you're right. The secondary, although those guys aren't considered great players, they have given them some kind of stability.
And ferocity. You know, you can't... Jim Schwartz talked about it yesterday. The energy and attitude brought by Jalen Mills to the secondary. You know, Malcolm Jenkins is tough. He's a hard hitter. But he's not a loudmouth. You know, he's not going to bring the funk and the noise like Jalen Mills. And I just think the way he did it at the beginning of that Buffalo game sort of set the tone for the last two football games for this team. So I think they've got to continue that. They've got to be extremely aggressive with Brady. You watch him on tape, Mike. He does not want to get hit. He's 42. Against the Ravens at 9 o'clock at night, he threw 46 passes, dropped back 50 times. I don't know what you and I were doing at age 42, but at 9 o'clock at night on a Monday night, we weren't throwing 46 passes and dropping back 50 times in a hostile stadium against a Ravens defense. He looked, in my view, like he had had enough and he didn't want to get hit. And I think that's what Schwartz has got to do. Just as soon as they get into the stadium, think about blitzing him.
Right, so you would blitz him all game. That's not his first rodeo, so he's been able to spawn some big plays off of blitzes.
Yes. You know, if you want to compare, because it's basically almost the same team defensively with a couple of small exceptions, the Super Bowl 52 to this game. What's the big difference? No Gronk in this game, but he has Edelman in this game. Edelman is one of the top five targeted receivers in the NFL. So you got to take Edelman away. If you take Edelman away, that forces the passing game to James White, Sonny Michel, and a cast of characters. So I think the Eagles, with their secondary getting healthy, if they're aggressive with Brady, they can do some damage defensively. My thing is, I don't think they're going to score a lot of points in this game.
Yeah.
I just don't.
The Mike Missinelli Show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
The Fanatic.
I want to bring a stat your way on that point. Only seven times have teams scored 40-plus versus Belichick. Interestingly enough, four of them are Eagle-connected. Andy Reid did it three times with the Chiefs, and Doug Peterson did it. What do these guys do to be able to have success against the Belichick defense? And can I know the weapons are down, but can they possibly do that in this game?
Well, I think the Super Bowl was an outlier because you had a super aggressive coach who decided as soon as he knew he was to play Belichick, not to pay no never mind to him. It's not like, oh, I'm playing Bill Belichick, I'm in awe, like Sean McVay did last year. Remember all that?
Yeah.
I'm so happy to be playing against this guy, coaching against. Peterson didn't care. Peterson said, you know what? I am just going to step on the gas pedal from start to finish. That's why he named his book Fearless. That's why it's called Fearless. He was aggressive from the jump and never stopped being aggressive. And I think despite the fact that they don't have the deep threat, they still have to be aggressive with this team because they need to score points in this football game.
All right, last question is, they need to win one of three here to really put themselves in a position to win a division and get in the playoffs.
Which game are you talking about?
That's what, of the three they have left, the three tough ones.
You're talking about
New England, Seattle, yeah, and then at Dallas.
No, Dallas is here.
No, I'm talking just the top three tough games left.
Yeah,
Dallas, so they have to win one of them, in my view, to get to 10-6. Which one do you think is the most likely?
I think they're going to win two.
You do? So you got them winning 11.
I think they're definitely going to beat Dallas.
Okay.
And I don't know which of these two coming up they're going to win, but they're going to win one of them.
Well, that does it. That cinches it. That's 11-5 playoff situation.
No, it cinches it. When Dallas comes in, the division title will be on the line. That's the game you want to
play. All right, so if they win that one, that's an 11-5 year. It's not bad, actually. All right. Sal, always a pleasure, man. Congratulations, and we'll talk to you.
Talk to you, Mike.
All right, there he is. Sal Palantonio, brought to us, Tyrone, by?
Yes, he's brought to us by Concordville Nissan.
There you go. All right. So he's got them like you. Either you go 11 or 9.
Yeah.
And Sal goes, they're going to win two of those three tough games left.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task. But after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.